Hello and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the entire A-level psychology specification, lateralization and split brain research. And I promise you, by the end of this episode, not only will you understand what Roger Sperry actually did in 1968, but you'll know exactly how to write about it in a way that earns you top marks in your AQA exam. So whether you're revising for the first time, doing a last-minute refresh the night before your exam, or just genuinely curious about how your brain works, this one is for you. Grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big idea, lateralization. What does it actually mean? Lateralization simply refers to the idea that certain cognitive functions are predominantly controlled by one hemisphere of the brain rather than the other. In other words, your brain isn't symmetrical in what it does. The left side tends to handle different things than the right side. Now, the key facts you need to know for your exam are these. The left hemisphere is dominant for language. That means speech and writing. The right hemisphere is dominant for visuospatial tasks, things like recognizing faces, drawing shapes, and processing spatial information. Write that down. Left equals language, right equals visuospatial. You will need this. But here's the really clever question. How do we actually know this? Because in everyday life, your two hemispheres are constantly communicating through a thick bundle of nerve fibers called the corpus callosum. So how do you separate them to test what each one can do independently? That's exactly where Roger Sperry comes in. In 1968, Sperry published his landmark research on what are called split brain patients, people who had undergone a surgical procedure called a commissurotomy. Now, a commissurotomy is the surgical severing of the corpus callosum. This operation was performed on patients with severe drug-resistant epilepsy because cutting the corpus callosum stops seizures from spreading from one hemisphere to the other. So the surgery was done for medical reasons, but it gave Sperry a unique scientific opportunity. For the first time, he could study the two hemispheres in isolation. Sperry worked with 11 of these commissurotomy patients, and here's how his procedure worked. He used a piece of equipment called a tachistoscope, and that word is worth memorizing because examiners love it. A tachistoscope is a device that flashes images onto a screen for a very brief period. In Sperry's case, just 0.1 seconds. That's 1/10 of a second. The reason this matters is that the exposure is so brief that the participant cannot move their eyes to scan the image. This means Sperry could control exactly which visual field received the stimulus, left or right, and therefore which hemisphere processed it. And this is where I need to explain something that candidates get wrong all the time, so listen carefully. The visual system is wired contralaterally. That means information from the left visual field goes to the right hemisphere, and information from the right visual field goes to the left hemisphere. This is not about which eye you're using, it's about which side of your visual field the image appears in. Both eyes contribute to both visual fields. The crossing happens at a structure called the optic chiasm, so please never write information shown to the left eye goes to the right hemisphere. That's incorrect. It's about the visual field, not the eye. Right, so Sperry had three main variations of his procedure. The first was the visual task. An image, say a spoon, was flashed to either the left or right visual field. Sperry then asked participants to either describe what they saw verbally or to point to the matching object from a selection hidden behind a screen. The second was the tactile task. An object was placed in either the left or the right hand, hidden from view. Participants were asked to identify it. And the third was the composite word task. This is particularly clever. A word like keyring was split. Key was flashed to the left visual field and ring was flashed to the right visual field simultaneously. What would the participant report seeing? So what did Sperry find? When an image was flashed to the right visual field, processed by the left hemisphere, participants could name the object verbally and write its name. This confirmed left hemisphere dominance for language. When an image was flashed to the left visual field, processed by the right hemisphere, participants could not name the object verbally. They said they saw nothing or they guessed randomly. However, and this is the key finding, they could point to the correct object from a selection or pick it up with their left hand. This showed the right hemisphere had processed the information, but simply couldn't express it through language. In the composite word task, when asked what they saw, participants reported only the word processed by the left hemisphere, ring, because only the left hemisphere could speak. But when asked to point to what they saw, they pointed to a key, because the right hemisphere, which processed key, could guide the pointing response. these findings were extraordinary. They demonstrated that the two hemispheres could operate completely independently with different capabilities and without awareness of what the other hemisphere was doing. The corpus callosum, it turned out, was essential for integrating the two halves of the brain.
Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle.
First, command words. If you get a describe question worth 4 marks, you need 2 developed points about the procedure or findings. Mention the tachistoscope, the 0.1-second exposure, and the contralateral wiring. Don't just say, images were shown to participants. That's too vague and won't get you the marks.
For a discuss question worth 16 marks, remember the split. 6 marks for AO1 description and 10 marks for AO3 evaluation. That means the majority of your answer needs to be critical analysis, not just description. A common mistake is spending 12 marks worth of writing on description and only 4 on evaluation. Flip that balance.
Now, for evaluation, the big one that candidates miss is the epileptic history point. Don't just say the sample was small and leave it there. You need to explain why the epileptic history is a problem. The argument is this: repeated seizures over years can cause neuroplastic changes in the brain. The brain reorganizes itself in response to the abnormal electrical activity. This means Sperry's participants may have had atypical lateralization to begin with, making it impossible to generalize his findings to the wider population. That's a developed AO3 point that will earn you credit.
Another evaluation point worth knowing is Turk et al. From 2002. They conducted a case study of a split-brain patient known as JW. Despite having a severed corpus callosum, JW showed a unified sense of self and personal identity. This contradicts the idea that split-brain patients have 2 completely separate conscious experiences, and it suggests that lateralization and hemispheric independence are more nuanced than Sperry's research implies.
And finally, a word on plasticity. Lateralization is not fixed. Research on brain plasticity shows that functions can shift between hemispheres, particularly in children or following brain injury. This means you should never assert that lateralization is absolute or permanent. Examiners will credit candidates who acknowledge this nuance.
Okay, let's test what you've just heard. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then I'll give you the answer.
Question 1. What is the name of the surgical procedure Sperry's participants had undergone?
Commissurotomy.
The severing of the corpus callosum.
Question 2. What piece of equipment did Sperry use to control which visual field received the stimulus?
A tachistoscope.
Exposure time, 0.1 seconds.
Question 3. Which hemisphere is dominant for language?
The left hemisphere.
Question 4. If an image is shown to the left visual field, which hemisphere processes it?
The right hemisphere.
Remember, contralateral wiring.
Question 5.
Name 1 piece of contradictory evidence against Sperry's conclusions.
Turk et al., 2002, case study of JW, showing a unified sense of self despite a split brain.
How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and reread the sections you struggled with.
Let's wrap up. Today we covered Sperry's 1968 split brain research, the commissurotomy patients, the tachistoscope procedure, the 3 task variations, and the key findings showing that the left hemisphere is dominant for language and the right for visuospatial tasks. We talked about contralateral wiring, the importance of the corpus callosum, and how to evaluate the research using the epileptic history confound, the small sample, the lack of a control group, and the contradictory evidence from Turk et al.
For your exam, remember, be specific. Name the tachistoscope. Use the word contralateral. Explain why the epileptic history is a confounding variable. Don't just mention it. And in a 16-mark discuss question, make sure your evaluation outweighs your description. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.